KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have partly sunny skies at 65 degrees in Atlantic. We look for partly cloudy skies today with isolated afternoon showers and thunderstorms, a high around 85. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex packs. In area news, Anita Rescue and Wyota first responders were called to the scene of a semi-tractor-trailer rollover accident early this morning off Interstate 80 in Cass County. According to dispatch reports, the semi was in the north ditch on its side near exit 64 westbound. Two people have suffered serious injuries. One was flown from the scene by Midwest Medair. Another was transported to the Cass County Hospital before being flown to a hospital in Des Moines by Mercy Helicopter. The accident was reported around 4:45 a.m. You can see some pictures from the scene, courtesy of Mike Cannon, Cass County Emergency Management Coordinator. Under the same story on the news page at KJAN.com, no other details are currently available. Rescue crews from Cumberland, Anita, and Wyota, along with medevac ambulance, were called to the scene of an ATV rollover accident late Saturday morning between Cumberland and Wyota. The accident happened just before noon near 70319 Memphis Road. A man was said to have been trapped by the machine behind the residence. Initial dispatch reports say he was conscious and breathing when he called 911. The man was transported to the Cass County Hospital. We look for additional details on that a little bit later on this morning. A man on a 2003 Harley-Davidson motorcycle was seriously injured during a collision with a golf cart Saturday afternoon in Ringgold County. The State Patrol says an easy-go golf cart driven by 30-year-old Brett Cannon of Mount Air was turning left from Highway 169 in Mount Air onto East Monroe Street when the motorcycle driven by 54-year-old Dwayne Clark of Mount Air passed Cannon on the left. Neither Cannon nor his passenger were hurt. Clark, who was not wearing a helmet, was injured and transported by Mercy Air Care to Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. The accident, which happened at around 1 p.m. Saturday, remains under investigation. Red Oak police say no injuries were reported following two separate accidents over the weekend. Just before noon on Sunday, a 1998 Buick Park Avenue sustained $4,000 damage after it collided with a tree at North 6th and East Hammond Streets. Authorities say 97-year-old Darrell Pratt of Red Oak had parked the vehicle in the 600 block of East Hammond while he was attending church. After the services, he got back into the car and thought it had started before putting a seatbelt on and putting the vehicle in drive. The car, with its engine not started, began rolling downhill westbound. Pratt was unable to turn the wheel due to a lack of power steering. His vehicle collided with a large maple tree on the north side of the street. The tree was not damaged during the collision. And at around 12:10 p.m. Sunday, vehicles driven by 18-year-old Thomas Blocker of Red Oak and 26-year-old Travis Kester of Clarinda collided at the intersection of North 8th and East Joy Streets in Red Oak. The accident happened after Blocker came to the intersection but did not see Kester's approaching 2009 Chevy Impala. When Blocker's 1996 Dodge pulled into the intersection, it was struck on the driver's side front fender by the Impala, causing a total of $3,800 damage. Blocker told police he didn't think his brakes were working properly. He was cited for failure to yield from a yield sign. Authorities in Montgomery County report the arrest of two women over the weekend. A little after 11 p.m. Sunday, Red Oak police arrested 47-year-old Ann Christine Harding of Red Oak on a warrant out of Lancaster County, Nebraska for theft or shoplifting. During her arrest, Harding provided false information to officers, resulting in a charge for the same offense. She was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held a $300 bond for the local charge and no bond on the Nebraska warrant. And at around 7:20 p.m. Saturday, Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies arrested 53-year-old Jody Bobbitt Gibson of Plattsmouth, Nebraska. Gibson was taken into custody for OWI first offense following a traffic stop west of Red Oak. Her bond was set at $1,000. The Adams County Sheriff's Office says a Union County man was arrested on drug and weapon charges following a traffic stop at around 4 a.m. Sunday in Kent. 37-year-old Brian Keith Andre Whitfield of Creston was arrested for dominion and control of a firearm by felon, dominion and control of ammunition by a felon, possession of a controlled substance third offense, and driving under suspension. A passenger in the vehicle, Janelle White of St. Charles, was placed under arrest for possession of a controlled substance and carrying weapons. Their arrest took place following a traffic stop on Highway 25 and 240th Street in Adams County. Authorities determined both occupants of the vehicle had suspended driver's licenses. The Adams County K-9 Baxo was deployed on the vehicle and indicated to the presence of narcotics. A probable cause search was conducted, and marijuana wax, and a loaded Smith & Wesson 40 caliber handgun were located in the vehicle. Numerous types of ammunition and magazines were also found in the vehicle. And Adams County Sheriff's Office reports that around 1:50 a.m. Sunday, deputies had arrested J.C. Glenn of Lenox in Nottoway. Glenn was placed under arrest for domestic abuse and possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine. Deputies were assisted at the scene by deputies from the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. And at around 11:30 p.m. Saturday, Adams County deputies arrested Zachary Haley of Villisca on two Adams County arrest warrants for operating while intoxicated and gathering where controlled substances were unlawfully used. In our funeral announcements, James Samuel Roden, age 56, of Dexter and formerly of Redfield, died July 18th at his home. Funeral services for James Roden will be today at 10 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter. Vernon Kenneth Holdsworth, age 94, of Harlan, died Friday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Vernon Holdsworth will be today at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has the arrangements. Cleo Hawthorne, age 105, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Allen Place in Atlantic. Funeral services for Cleo Hawthorne will be today at 2 o'clock at the Pearson Family Funeral Service in Corning. Carl Ralph Krause, age 88, of Mesa, Arizona, died July 14th. Graveside services for Carl Ralph Krause will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Grant Cemetery. Recon Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has the arrangements. Daryl G. Jensen, age 74, of Shelby, died Thursday in Harlan. Funeral services for Daryl Jensen will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Clifton S. Peterson, age 83, of Audubon, died Thursday at his home. Funeral services for Clifton Peterson will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Dorothy Irene Shannon, age 96, of Harlan, died Saturday at Elmcrest Supportive Care in Harlan. Funeral services for Dorothy Shannon will be Wednesday at 1 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has the arrangements. And Delilah D. Ann Bryles, age 72, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Griswold Care Center. Services for D. Bryles are currently pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prizes you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.